In July, we said Houston's 12 wins were built on the parts our data trusts least, a plus 16 turnover margin, and a number one defense fighting the strongest gravity in football. While the part that broke, the league's worst red zone finishing, was the most fixable kind of broken, the bet we described: can the rebuilt interior and an actual goal line back buy back the wins the luck is scheduled to collect? 2 weeks of camp have produced evidence on every clause of that sentence, and most of it comes from the defense intercepting the franchise quarterback. The pattern started on day one. HowFootball.com's observations from the July 29th opener had C.J. Stroud accurate and decisive for most of the morning, until he rolled out under pressure, tried to do too much, and floated a ball into traffic that Kamari Lassiter picked off. The writer's own framing was that it was reminiscent of the bad moments against the New England Patriots from last year's playoffs. On the first padded day, July 30th, Callan Bullock jumped a throw over the middle and took it back for a pick six. Texans on SI's takeaway file scored the whole padded debut for the defense, with a handful of sacks as protection wobbled, while DeMeco Ryans ran what ABC 13's camp file called exotic blitzes all day and still deemed the practice successful. By Friday, August 7th, it was Jalen Peter opening the 7-on-7 period with what John Harris at the team's website called an outstanding interception, and Treeman Smith closing practice with a tipped ball pick. A defense that finished third in takeaways is spending August taking the ball away from its own offense. That's either a problem or a confirmation, and honestly, it's both. It's what a number one defense looks like in camp, and it's why our July discount on defensive gravity is about how rarely number one stays number one, not about whether this unit is real. The offense's file is more interesting than the interception count suggests, because the evidence lands exactly on July's two named fixes. The line. Harris's day five notes had the offensive line tough in the first one-on-ones, and David Montgomery running through contact, and rookie first-rounder Keelan Rutledge has been the tone setter. ABC 13's file has him adding an extra juice of aggression, including a mini-tussle with Danielle Hunter after a successful Woody Marks run. A rookie guard scrapping with a top-five edge rusher over a run play is precisely the personality transplant the interior rebuild was for. The finishing? Harris, who has watched every Stroud camp, wrote after the midweek two-minute period that Stroud was the best I've seen him at any of his previous training camp sessions in this situation. One team site observer's charting isn't a trend, but the league's worst situational finishing offense drawing its best ever situational review is the single most on-thesis sentence camp has produced. Stroud also climbed the pocket Friday for a backline touchdown to Jaden Higgins, whose year two development the beat keeps flagging as the swing variable in the receiver room. The contract file opened in public and stayed civil. Nick Caserio confirmed on reporting day that the team has had extension discussions with Stroud's representation through the offseason. A possibility, in the GM's word, while Stroud's own position, repeated across the camp coverage, is that his agent handles it. Keeping the main thing the main thing. Ryans's contribution: contracts take care of themselves if you play well enough. Nobody is holding anything in. File it and move on. The absence ledger is unusually quiet for a contender, which is itself information. Tank Dell's 20-month knee rehab reached the practice field on schedule. The Houston Press's camp preview described him cutting through cone drills like a man whose knee was never wrecked in five places, with the honest caveat that everything changes against live bodies, and no camp reporting in our window has him suffering a setback. Jadeveon Clowney, who visited Cleveland at camp open, per Mike Garafolo at NFL Network, before landing back in Houston, returned to the grass this week per Harris's notes. The starting five question on the line: Ursary, Braden Smith, Trent Brown, Blake Fisher, Wyatt Teller, Ed Ingram, and Rutledge sorting into five jobs, remains camp's stated competition, per the Houston Press, without a public resolution yet. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged. The preview's structure was a wager between two regressions: Houston's turnover and defense giveback versus its fixable offense, and camp has advanced both sides without settling either. The defense looks every bit as suffocating as the unit history says can't stay this good, and the offensive fixes look early stage real. 9-11 wins was the honest range. Nothing in 2 weeks argues for moving either endpoint. What would change it? Who the starting five is when the line is first announced, the one concrete resolution camp owes us before the preseason, and whether the two-minute and red zone sharpness Harris charted shows up against someone else's defense. We'll check Sunday. data via NFLverse.